there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 267. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Going good.
Good.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is going good.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Let you go first. I'm like, I'm going to follow whatever Nate says. If he says, terrible. You kidding me? We should shut off now.
It's horrible.
It's terrible. No. Didn't get any boo.
No, doing good.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Busy week, but.
Yeah. But we make time for this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we got to make time for Mako.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been driving up to Aaron's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So
just you wave when you go by. That's right. That's where she's originally from, right?
Mm-hmm. Playing with a bridge.
Now, is it as fun as the last bridge that you had to encounter with, or is it more fun?
No, it's just as...
Uh-huh. As organized?
Yeah. It's so fun.
I know. I was like, he's like, how do I say this without being wildly pessimistic? I can't. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, I just say that. You're trying to hold up a bowling ball with a toothpick.
Is that all you got to do?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
What could go wrong?
Lord. Yeah. It's engineered. It's okay.
By who?
Anybody out there that lives close to it, drive around.
Go around exactly. The bridge.
It's engineered, but by an engineer.
Oh, man. That's funny.
God bless you.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, I thought it was going to be rain all day today, but it didn't.
It didn't. Yeah, it
was yesterday.
Man, it poured yesterday.
It said that there was, you know, a possibility for scattered showers and... But when the sun came out, it felt great. Mm-hmm. And then when it got cloudy, it got a little chilly. But yeah, I can't complain about this weather.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't check what the weekend's supposed to be like. I mean, it's only Wednesday, but I think it's silly to check the weather.
I think it's mild and maybe mm-hmm. some rain, but then maybe by the time we get there, yeah, there won't be. So who knows?
Olivia's got a choir concert at Pike, 325 Saturday. So I'm going to go to that.
Nice.
But that's, you know. That's about it. I mean, it's inside, so I don't mm-hmm. care what the weather's like. Yeah. They're not singing outside. But it's good to get together.
Yeah.
Be back. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
It feels like it's been a week.
Oh, yeah.
It has been. It has been. Yeah.
No, it does. It feels like it's been like a month. I don't know why.
It's been a long week. I agree with that.
I do know why.
Mm-hmm. This is a busy time. Yeah, right.
Anyway. No, I'm glad you guys are doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. Finally over my cold.
Yay.
That got over... Because last Wednesday, I was listening to our episode on the way here,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I feel fine. My voice is still crackly, mm-hmm. and now it's normal.
Dropped.
Yep.
Still have a slight tickle in my throat.
Do you?
Yeah. I cough every so often. Yeah. I think it might be allergies.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Give me some nasal drainage and irritate my throat.
It's been going around at our work. Two or three people have said that they've had a lot of drainage and mm-hmm. just, yeah. Nasal and throat issues, so it's kind of that season, and
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's a cold or allergies, either way it sucks.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people that have colds that they can't get rid of, and
yeah.
coughs that they can't get rid of, and yeah mm-hmm. no fun.
Yeah,
I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, found out that it was GERD.
Oh, yeah. We did have that. I think we even have that documented, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think I said I used to have a make-believe friend named Gerd.
Mm-hmm. And not to be called Gertie.
No, not Gertie.
Gertie. We've covered it.
Come over here, Gerd.
We've thoroughly covered this ground before.
I remember my brother going, who?
It's all coming back.
Gerd, man.
Gerd.
Say hi to Gerd.
Yeah, Dane had a invisible friend named Jack.
Jack?
Ah.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Like, who told you to do that? Well, Jack did.
Of course.
You jump over
blame
the
it on Jack.
Jump over the candlestick.
Uh huh.
Jack was nimble.
Oh gosh, that is funny. Yeah, I don't know where I came up with GERD. I mean, I was Hmm. I mean, I was 23. I have no idea. No, I mean,
it was yesterday, you know.
Barely out of diapers.
No, I don't know why I came up with Guru. That's funny. So, well, anyway, hope the creepies are having a good week whenever they do listen to this episode. It's time for that, you know what? That,
oh, boy.
That thing we like to call dad joke of the show.
Is this coming from your stack of
no.
dad jokes? Darn, those, no. are, those are coming,
I've
though,
got
right?
them right here. Actually, they're sitting under my little skull with the headphones you got me.
I was kind of wondering.
No, I haven't gone through them yet. So okay. There's plenty. Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be like 200 or 250. So
well, sounds like you're
we'll see.
Good for the rest of the year.
I know. And then some. Yeah, I'm about to go through them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, did you guys know that I was an Uber driver once?
Hmm.
Yeah, you did? Yeah, I quit because I got tired of people talking behind my back.
Oh, gosh. I was like, where's that going to go?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, always talking behind my back. So. I quit.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Thank
that's,
you.
That was a good one, yeah.
Thanks, thanks.
Uber drivers are out there saying, I like that.
Yeah, maybe there's an Uber driver listening to this podcast. And shout out to Uber drivers.
Right?
Yeah. So
be quiet back there. Quit talking behind my back. Trying to listen to this podcast.
That's right. So that is the dad joke of the show, and you are welcome, as always.
I like it a lot. I do.
Good. I'm glad you did.
You're like, I wasn't trying to please you, but
that's okay.
That was a good one.
Oh, thank you, Nate. Thank you, Sean. Speaking of Sean, first announcements.
I got them. We come here every week, although even when it feels like a month, for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, the creepy. But the most important thing that we do is continue to build a mental health community. So we want you to get help out there. Call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do it.
That's right. Do not Don't stay wait. On an island. All right. Don't wait.
Reach out. Get some help. I was going to say, reach out, touch someone. No, don't do that. That's the old wrong, AT&T. That's wrong advice.
We've talked about that too, haven't we?
Wrong advice. Sorry.
Like, Sean, that's off air.
Sorry. Yeah. Use the professional help or friends or family or somebody. The
Just group, don't stay silent.
The Facebook group above. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Unless you're a mime. Mime a meme.
There we go.
No,
cut his mic. Cut his mic.
That's easy, though. You just open the box collar. For him.
Yeah.
Then they're happy.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, we want you guys to be healthy. So, yeah, definitely utilize the resources. So,
yes.
Anyway, we love you guys. So, special announcements. The Indiana Paranormal Expo is on Saturday, June 20th at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana from 9 to 5. There will be guest speakers, vendors, I guess other podcasters and investigators and all kinds of creepiness going around. So come out and see us. We're going to be one of the guest speakers, by the way.
Well, what makes me laugh is that, like, is anybody having any speakers? And I was like thinking about physical speakers where sound comes out. Well, yeah, we got some. We could probably bring some. No. We're good on speakers. We're talking about people that actually want to talk.
Actually speak.
I was like, we might have that too.
Speak, boo-boo.
Exactly right.
Yeah. How many... You sent the list. How many? 7 or 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Be fun. I'm interested to hear the others.
A good spread.
For sure.
Check out the vendors and whatever else they got going on.
I hear us yap all the time. I'm interested in what others have to say.
Yeah. Didn't you say there was a Bigfoot guy?
Yeah.
Oh, and there you go, Nate. There's a Bigfoot guy.
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah. All right. That's you guys have a lot to talk about. I hear there's going to be a balloon animal person.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I'm excited. And then they'll make like creepy things like ghosts and all. Won't that be fun?
I know how to do.
I do Pennywise. I want Pennywise.
Yeah. I know how to do balloon animals.
Do you?
Only if it's a snake, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
A deflating snake.
Yeah. So come out. See us June 20th, Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun time. Looking forward to it.
It'll be amazing.
Can't come soon enough.
That's right. It's going to be right around the corner. That's what Austin's like, hey.
Next month.
I think they're going to start advertising on 92.3.
Really?
They said, we would love to support your Paranormal Expo on our radio station.
That's cool.
And they when they posted that on our little group chat, I go, that's an awesome station. Like, fantastic.
And he's going to say headlined by, you know, Middle Asian Creeped Out
Better.
Podcast.
Better.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are to the point where you're going to tell everybody what we're talking about, Sean.
I am. This is my pick. It is the Haunted Mob Museum. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Haunted Mob Museum.
Yerish.
Nice. Did you say mob or mom?
The Haunted Mom Museum. Didn't you see that in Vegas when we were there?
The Haunted Mom. Huh?
Mob with a B.
Yeah. That's probably a totally different
There is a episode. Mom museum out there, I bet, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to go to it.
That's a totally different episode.
So I wish I could say something super exciting and say that Nate and I visited this place, and we did try.
We're close.
We were so close. It's on the old strip in Vegas when we were there. What was that, last year, the beginning of last year? Or close to the beginning of last year?
Yeah.
Our wives and we went, and when we got there, they wanted to go anywhere. They were game for everywhere, but they did not want to go to Zach Bagans' thing, and they did not want to go to this. And they said, "You guys can come back for another visit on this one." Like, okay, fine. But it looks so cool there, mm-hmm. And I was like, "Well, we're gonna at least have to cover it at some point." So,
yeah.
It says the Mob Museum stands as a testament to organized crime's grip on Las Vegas. Housed in the historic federal courthouse, where the infamous Kefauver hearings exposed the mob's influence in 1950. But the museum holds more than just artifacts and exhibits. Visitors and staff report ghostly encounters with the spirits of notorious mobsters, phantom footsteps in empty corridors, and the lingering presence of those who lived and died by the gun. The building's violent history as both a courthouse and a post office, combined with the dark energy of mob-related artifacts, has created one of downtown Las Vegas's most paranormally active locations. Hmm. Drop the mic.
Okay.
I can't. Nice. Mine's attached, but
okay.
So cool place. We love mob stuff. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about the mafia and the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always interested me. Yep. So the building that now houses the Mob Museum was completed in 1933 mm-hmm. to serve as Las Vegas's federal courthouse and post office. For decades, it stood as a symbol of law and order in a city increasingly controlled by organized crime. Yeah, it's always been associated with crime.
I thought so.
That's for sure.
One of the guys there that does tours, and he's one of the proprietors there. He was on video, and they were trying to talk to him about, you know, like just some of the history of mob. And he pointed out, and it's fair to say this, that, you know, even though the mob, you know, they killed people, they were, you know, criminals and everything. He said they actually did do a lot of altruistic and philanthropic work, you know. So it's like, I'm like, not maybe like the Shriners or all that kind of stuff, but they did try to do some good, even in their bad. As they were robbing you, they might.
Well, what's interesting about them is, so the two or three mob or mafia podcasts I listen to, mm-hmm. it is interesting to talk about how they lived. They lived complete, like, two separate lives. Mm-hmm. They had their mob business and their mob life, and they would kill you. But then they're also dads, husbands, grandfathers, doting, you know, like, mm-hmm. and it's just crazy how they could live two separate lives.
That has
completely
to be
different, you know.
I
don't know how you could do that, yeah. Right? How could you?
I'm telling that.
How can you do that? And then somehow you still have to be able to live within yourself. To the point of sleeping, because if you're not at peace, you're not going to sleep well. And so I just don't know how you do that, but you have to separate it, almost like, well, it's a job. It's a really sick and twisted and dangerous job that,
and be worried about yourself.
I was just going to say, cause whatever you do to somebody, that could be done to you too.
Oh yeah.
And then worse. It's, it's just terrible to think about, honestly.
But, yeah.
The mob rule, right?
Yeah.
Many
the life, they call it, the life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the mob individuals faced life-altering sentences, and some were victims of mob violence, leaving a legacy of fear and tragedy that some believe lingers in this building.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I think one of the first things you see is the brick wall for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, you know, and the bricks where they got it marked, where all the bullet holes are at, you know, and it's just, they said that is, it gets your attention, you know, and the idea of what happened, and all the Al Capone stuff we talk about. I mean, it's just, it's really sad actually, to think about, but for that to be the one of the first things that you encounter, is pretty intimidating.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a heck of a story in itself. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I remember hearing about that as a kid. My dad telling me about it, and I was like, "What?" I you know, I couldn't wrap my head around being named, like, these guys
Saint,
thinking that
Saint Valentine's
they were getting
Day.
Arrested sounds, by police officers.
It sounds like it'd be something really sweet.
Yeah.
Is there chocolate involved? No.
And they turn their back, thinking they're just going to get arrested, and they just get gunned down, just lit up by, you know, tons of bullets.
Well, Saint riddled, Valentine's, I guess. Is followed by massacre, so I imagine.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Kind of. Yeah, but you could have massacred the chocolate. You know, no, that's right. But they
massacred the Valentine's
when
Day
they
candy.
Were reviewing that the wall, the bricks, and the bullet holes. They said these are the ones that missed. So you think about, like, they were. You talked. You said riddled. That's a good way of putting it. Like, riddled with bullets, and their the bodies held the rest of their these bullets, but these are the brick. You know, the markings of what where they missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, ugh. Yeah. It was a sobering thought, basically.
Says the courthouse witnessed countless trials of mobsters, racketeers, and corrupt officials. Some of the most notorious figures in organized crime history stood before judges in this building, their fates hanging in the balance. The intensity of these proceedings, the fear, anger, and desperation of accused criminals facing life in prison or worse, seems to have left a permanent imprint on the building. When the courthouse closed in 2000, the building sat empty for years before being transformed into the Mob Museum, which opened in 2012. The museum preserves the second floor courtroom where the Cofaber or whatever hearings took place, maintaining it exactly as it appeared in 1950. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be awesome to see. Yeah, because that's a long time ago. To keep it that way, yeah.
According to numerous visitors, museum staff, and guests, the building houses more than just historical exhibits. The spirits of mobsters, lawmen, and those caught in the crossfire between them seem to linger in the halls where their fates were decided. Shadow figures dressed in 1950s attire. Phantom footsteps on marble floors and the overwhelming sensation of being watched suggest that the museum's most compelling exhibits aren't always on display.
Hmm.
I think it's interesting now
you
that...
You had me at shadow figures.
You know how...
Oh, yes.
We, mob attire.
We hear so many different ways people think about the paranormal, but now, and I know Rob Guttrow's interview dropped tonight or the guest chat, and I think people are really going to enjoy that, number one. But I cannot think about it differently now. I hear and I listen to it on other podcasts or different YouTubes about ghosts and spirits and how it's used interchangeably. I actually watched a Facebook Live and somebody was talking about the spirits and they meant ghosts. And now I think, and the stuck energy and the way that the ghosts are stuck on this plane of existence and they're rooted in fear and, you know, darker emotions. And then people that have crossed over actually have attained more of an enlightenment and actually see things differently. And they don't have the same personalities they did, but the people that are still here lingering and don't have the energy now to cross over. I think that's so interesting. And it makes sense that a lot of these people still are kind of stuck in that.
You know, I've heard a lot on other podcasts from other investigators or mediums or whatever that they say, because when Rob said that, I get it. It makes sense. But they also, I've heard a lot of people say, if you're, you know, a jerk on earth, you know, and you die, you're a jerk and, you know, wherever you go, you know, I was like, I could see that too.
Cause totally. Kinda,
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, not, you know, I'm not saying Rob's wrong. And I'm not saying the other people that are wrong. It's just two different ways to look at it.
Yeah.
It's interesting either way. I mean, and it's good, you know, conversation and debate, I guess. So, yeah, but I like this, this mob museum because it's, again, you know, we get the mafia, the mob stuff, but you get the paranormal, you know, and the history, and man, the mob has been around for so long, and there's so many characters and the nicknames and you know, you got the five families of New York, and I mean, there's so many. Like, if you did a mob podcast, like, it's kind of like the paranormal. You don't run out of ideas. You don't run out of stories. There's so many guys and people involved, and you know, the famous hits and whatever, and now. you got the paranormal with this. So
right.
You got the two blended together, makes it even better.
I think it's it is. It's the best of both worlds. And I love mob stuff, and I'm a huge Godfather fan. I know I don't talk about it.
I've never
lot.
Seen that movie.
I love all of them.
I need to.
You need to sit down. And they are, some people are so dry and so whatever. No, you're not watching it right. It's awesome.
For real? I've never heard anybody say this.
Oh, I have. I've had people be like, I can't watch this. Well, normal. Not saying that there aren't girls that like the Godfather, but a lot of my girlfriends in the past have been like, I don't want to watch this. Jenna's included in that now, my wife. So, you know, they're just different strokes for different folks, but I love it. And I love Al Pacino anyway. And, also Goodfellas and, you know, just, Reservoir Dogs. It makes me think, talk about movie. Names, you know,
Donnie Brasco.
Oh my gosh, the stars in some of those. The one thing I have to laugh about is I saw this. I wasn't even looking at the stuff that we're talking about tonight, but it was Sharon Stone was being interviewed, and she said, they asked her, they said, on screen, what was the best kiss you ever had? She's like, Goodfellas, Robert De Niro. She goes, and I know the scene they're talking about. She said she wanted to do that over and over again because she said he was so into that. And it wasn't creepy or weird.
I wonder why.
He kissed her so well. She's like, I melted in that kiss. And like, you want to do that again? Yeah, we should probably do that again. She said it was the best on-screen kiss, but it was, yeah. And that was a fantastic movie anyway, but and wild. And her character.
I've only seen parts of Casino, not all of it.
Yeah, or Casino. I said Goodfellas, didn't I? But yeah, Casino. And she said that was the best on-screen kiss.
I would have never guessed. So, Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Right? I didn't. You know, I was really shocked by that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was totally, I didn't even mention Casino, but Casino is, yes, that's what I meant, not Goodfellas.
Maybe I'm,
No, it is Casino though. So this says, the museum's exhibits detail the brutal reality of mob control in Las Vegas. From the 1940s through the 1980s, organized crime figures like Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, and Tony Cilantro.
Yep.
That makes me hungry. Controlled the city's most profitable casinos, skimming millions and eliminating anyone who threatened their operations. The violence was extreme. Bodies turned up in the desert, dumped in shallow graves, or fed to their wildlife. Rivals were tortured, informants were silenced, and even powerful mob bosses weren't safe from betrayal. The museum displays artifacts from this era. Bullet-riddled cars, weapons used in mob hits, personal effects of murdered gangsters, each item carrying the spiritual residue of violence and sudden death. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine.
Especially the way that's put.
A lot of that stuff would have some spiritual residue.
Mojo.
Yeah. I mean, because we've talked about like haunted prisons, you know, that type of place would definitely hold some negative energy or energy, period. But I would think dealing with the mob, I could see that, no doubt. Here's a little quick story. It says a museum security guard reported seeing a man in a dark suit and hat standing in the hearing room late one night. When the guard called out, asking the visitor to leave as the museum was closed, the figure simply faded away. The guard was certain he had locked all the doors and that no one else was in the building. That would be cool. Nice. I think that would be great. I mean...
That would be.
I mean, really, you're like doing your job. Hey, get out. You know, it's closed. And then it's like, wait a minute. Where'd you go? Hey, where'd you go? Come back.
All I can think is the security guard going through the hallways with his shoes squeaking.
Is that why?
Where'd you go?
Oh, shoot.
The sound effects are the best part of the show.
Funny. That was just funny to think about. It's just funny. That's what that is for, yeah, the shoe squeaking.
Was he wearing clown shoes?
No, that'd be a more of a exactly. Plop, right. Plop,
plop, plop. No, the floors are nicely polished.
This is right.
Right.
The most frequently reported phenomenon are footsteps. Heavy, purposeful footsteps on the marble floors. When no one is there. Staff members working alone after closing have heard what sounds like a group of people walking through the upper floors, their footsteps and muffled conversations echoing through the empty corridors. Some visitors report hearing angry voices coming from the courtroom as if a heated argument is taking place inside. When they enter to investigate, the room is empty and silent.
Nice. Where'd they go?
That would be crazy.
I can't make the sound effect like you did. Well, I can hear it in my head. But.
Yeah, I think especially if you hear multiple voices.
Yeah.
You know, like you're hearing a group of people talking. Yeah. Right. And you think, what is going on here? And then nobody's there. Yeah.
Purposeful footsteps makes it sound like somebody doesn't, they don't care if they're seen.
They're determined.
They know exactly what they're there to do, and it's super intimidating and creepy.
Yeah. I can imagine hearing arguments, and then you open the door, and
there's nobody there. There. It's like, yeah.
right? Oh, my gosh.
That would be cool.
Mm. This is fun. Yeah, it says certain exhibits seem to generate more paranormal activity than others, particularly those containing personal items from murdered mobsters or weapons used in famous mob hits. Visitors report feeling suddenly ill or overcome with anxiety near these displays. Like we're talking about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre wall, actual bricks from the Chicago garage where seven men were gunned down in 1929 is a particular hotspot. Multiple guests have reported feeling intense cold near this exhibit and experiencing overwhelming feelings of fear and violence. I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't we? So we need to play this episode for Rachel and Jenna and be like, why didn't you let us go?
We should shadow figure.
Right? I know. Could have heard the...
We were talking about so we were talking about shadow figures.
Dude, that's so much better.
being seen. They were saying that there's an ominous, I love that word, ominous vision often tied to a malevolent entity. I'm like, So I wonder if it's a mobster that's malevolent.
Totally could be.
Or is it a victim, you know, like that's, you know, that's turned malevolent? I don't know. It doesn't go into really any more detail than that, but they're saying as, you know, unsettled spirits and some thought to be the victims of mob activity.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were talking about shadow figures were seen, and then one is a malevolent entity. So I wonder who that would be.
Unless it's just a random entity, and it's like, yes, these are my people.
this is my group. Finally, I'm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
He's lonely, walking the sidewalks of Las Vegas, and finally found his home.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite mob name?
Oh man, I listed all these mob, and I'm
going to say Bugsy. I know that's an easy one. My favorite funny one is Guido. Hey Guido, yeah.
Oh, there are so many. Gosh, I do. I listen to a ton of them, and I'm just drawing a blank on all the names.
Oh man, Vinny.
Yeah, I mean, there's the, like just off of their name. Man, I'm trying to think of the guy. There was a gangster. Pretty Boy Floyd
is a pretty good one.
This guy was in the 60s and 70s into the 80s. He was a boss. He was of one of the, I'm not sure if it was a Gambino. It was one of the five families. And what he did was, and again, he was one of those where he was, you know, a notorious gangster, but yet he was a dad and a grandfather. I'll look him up before this is over. But anyway, he was so smart because he knew that the cops were on to him. He would go out in the street in like just his bathrobe and walk around talking to himself and just act like just complete out of his mind because he wanted, in case he got picked up for something, he wanted his defense to be that he was, you know,
criminally insane.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he had already thought about that. And I'm trying to think of his nickname. He had a, it was off of his, let me look that up. I'll look it up.
But always like mumbles.
Talk amongst yourself.
Mumbles.
That's Dick Tracy.
They got some great names.
They
too.
Do have some great names, right?
I remember collecting the McDonald's. Little, yeah, the Dick Tracy game.
Flat Top.
Flat Top, yeah.
Al Capone's Scarface. I mean,
oh, yeah. That's a classic.
John Gotti, the Teflon Don.
Yeah.
Lucky Luciano.
Oh, yeah. That's going
Bugs Marone.
Moran,
sorry. Vito.
Vito Guido?
Vito Guido.
Genovese.
Yeah. So I'm so not wanting to make messes up, and I'm doing it anyway.
Totally out of respect.
Yeah. Oh, I know. My brain's not completely all together tonight for multiple reasons.
So some say that they hear at the wall They hear disembodied screams and loud sounds of automatic gunfire.
Oh, see, that's wild.
That's cool.
Hmm. I'd hear that. I'm like, hit the floor.
Here he is.
What's it?
Vincent Giganti, the chin, because he had such a protruding chin.
Yeah.
So they call him the chin. Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah. That's not my favorite, but that's one that that's like, a cool that one. Is yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, Vincent Giganti. So he was, yeah, he pretended to be crazy. Just so when he got picked up, he could, that'd be part of his defense. Like, oh my gosh. Smart. And he got out of it. That it actually worked. So, because he died old.
Did you guys see that the Phantom figures don't prefer any one room? They are always on the move, wandering the building's hallways.
No.
Hmm.
I did not see that.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Something of complete ridiculousness.
Makes sense.
Is mm-hmm. you can use a app named, or it's a name generator app that is geared towards Italian mob names for babies.
No.
Like, I thought that was hilarious. We actually did use the name Genie when before we had kids. And Jen and I would like use it. And we thought it was the funniest thing and coolest. And we actually didn't even use anything that we got off of it. But it was so many names, you can't even believe it. But I think it's hilarious that they have Italian mob name generators for babies.
I'm looking at the tours. They do different tours. Mm-hmm. This one says the tour visits many legendary. Let's see here. I want to make sure I'm reading this right. So you'll visit sites where mob murders, burglaries, a car bombing, and underworld activities occurred, learn about the ruthless mob enforcers, and hear how they operated in the shadows while dodging law enforcement officials. So it says your evening begins with a mini documentary about the mafia's influence on Vegas. Highlights of the tour include a house used as a filming location for the classic film Casino, an infamous mob hangout where you'll enjoy complimentary pizza, video clips, FBI surveillance photos, and more stories from your guide.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Nice.
Says their current special discount or special includes a complimentary ticket of $23.95 to the Downtown Mob Museum and with interactive exhibits. And yeah, and then they were talking about the restored 1933 former courthouse and post office. And it is rated in the top 20 museums in the nation by TripAdvisor.
That's so cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. Wondered about that.
What I guess kind of
ratings they would get.
Along with the cold spots and stuff.
Yeah, I saw the cold spots.
Occasionally, museum goers get pushed or nudged from unseen hands.
Well, I can see that.
Do you know it's still open for 10 more minutes? I'm looking at the. It says open now, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Well, they're.
We could call them.
2 hours behind us.
Hey, so yeah, there you go.
We could call them. Hey, we're doing a podcast and we're talking about your museum. You have 10 minutes to spare.
It's a good point. I forget about time zones.
Yeah.
This says Rat Pack crooners, feathered showgirls, and yes, organized crime. These are the things that come to mind when you think of Vegas. The city's got a long, complicated history with not quite legal activity. And now there's a whole museum dedicated to telling those stories. And no, this place isn't a glorification of the mafia. Instead, it's an exploration of its fascinating decades-long tug of war with the law that played out in these streets. The museum's location, a building downtown, is part of Mob History 2. We talked about in the 1950s, blah, blah, blah. Explosive television hearings that shed major light on organized crime. In 2012, the neoclassical structure became the Mob Museum, revealing tons of cool exhibitions, artifacts about the mob throughout history. And in addition to the open galleries, there are three add-ons: an underground cocktail bar, a ticketed tour of an on-site moonshine distillery, and an interactive forensic experience. Now, I want to go for all three of those. Sound amazing.
Yeah.
But the interactive forensic experience would be something I'd be down for.
Hmm. We were talking about the wall. You know, the St. Valentine's Day massacre wall.
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd.
Another brick. Not that wall.
Another brick in that wall, yeah. It
says, some people report heavy, uneasy feelings around the wall that disappear the moment they leave the space. Others even claim to hear disembodied screams and the loud sounds of automatic gunfire around the rebuilt wall. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of creepy, but that's kind of what you're there for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Can you imagine hearing screams and gunfire?
No. Man.
Oof. Something that happened in decades ago.
Their reviews are really, really good for this. It says, must do for Vegas. This is a must see and do. First of all, of course, I gave it like however many stars, five circles or whatever. This is a must see and do. First off, the historic building is so cool, and the original post office boxes and original courtroom are really cool too. The exhibits around the museum are very interesting and informative. You will learn all about the mob, how the mob got started, how it networked into politics, Vegas, prohibition, and pop culture. Several short films play on a loop throughout to give you information without having to stand and read signs. We did the distillery tasting in the basement next to the speakeasy. We got to learn the history of moonshine and watch them making some, as well as for taste and flavors.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. The underground speakeasy and distillery.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the basement of the Mob Museum.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be, like, back in the day, that'd be kind of fun, being in the speakeasies.
We talked about hiding out
and trying to have some fun and not get
I don't think caught. We told you this, but we were talking about, so when we were in northern Georgia and we went on one of our hikes up the falls, and it was like a mile hike, there was, did we tell him this about the truck that was stuck there? So the history of the moonshine runs into history of NASCAR. Basically, the moonshiners would try to get away from the police.
And, yeah, that's how NASCAR, yeah.
Which is hilarious. But we, you know, and you know that, but there was an actual truck that got stuck. What was it?
There's a road above it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it went off the road.
Yeah.
Up there.
But because part of it was there. But in the
truck. You did say something about that.
I thought we did.
While we got
stuck. And
while
then
we're on the trail.
We laughed.
We saw like a silver thing. Yeah. By the water of the, you know, the river part of the waterfall. And as we got closer to it, it's like, that's a bumper.
Yeah.
How the heck did a bumper get out here? Yeah. So I was just thinking, well, maybe somehow in a flood or something went downstream. And so then we, instead of going up there and coming back down that same trail, there's another trail that follows the ridge and comes around. On the east side of the valley or whatever, we go around a corner and I don't know if you or somebody was like,
we started laughing.
Look, there's a truck.
The truck was like stuck on the side of the mountain.
And so then I looked from where we were at and I looked across and I was like, well, that's the bumper.
Yeah. It came from there. It was so funny. But all I could think
was in line with it, but way down the hill.
Weird.
It just looked like they had been in a race up this hill and didn't make it, but you're right. They probably just came up. They, you know, came down the road that way, but it made us all laugh about how, and we talked about how NASCAR started by moonshiners running from the law. Yep. And, but that was, I think we got some good pictures, but I don't have any of those in my possession, but
that's weird. That's funny.
I got some.
Very funny. Do you have some?
Well, anything else on the Haunted Mob Museum? Anything else you guys find history or paranormal related?
I have to say, I want to go.
Yeah, I do too. I've never been to Vegas, period. So yeah. I'd like to go to Vegas at least for like a day or
these
two.
These are the things. I wouldn't want to go back to Vegas to gamble and do all that stuff. No, and sightseeing was fun, and I'd do that again. I don't know.
You guys did the sphere. Right?
The coast sphere was awesome.
Yeah,
the Eagles are supposed to be there.
Yes, that would be amazing. I'd love to see a concert there. The AI robots and whatever that were down there. I'd love to see that again.
Did you guys see the
I love the roller coaster,
the fountains, whatever they're called? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're.
Is that in front of Caesar's or?
No. Caesar has some, and no, you're thinking it's the
whatever the famous ones that
Bellagio. Oh,
okay. Yes,
and they do that to music every 15, 20 minutes.
Show.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
that neat.
The Bellagio. Yeah, it's really cool. Which is right across from Caesar's. But
cool. Neat.
Then the Venetian, it has the dang it. What do you call those Italian little boats that they push?
Oh, gondolas.
Gondolas, yes.
Yeah.
I knew it started with a G, but it was slipping my mind.
That's all right.
They have a little river.
Gondolas that you can go up,
you can run gondolas.
Yeah, and it's, but it's inside, but it makes you feel like you're in.
Yeah, right.
Like the ceilings are painted Italy. Light blue and clouds. And
that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Pretty neat. someday I'll go there.
It's a fun town. You don't necessarily have to go there to gamble. There's plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah. Right. But I would go back to definitely do like Mob Museum and, you know, all the
haunted, we had a blast cool on stuff. That roller coaster.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all said, like, we could probably skip this. It's kind of expensive, whatever. And like, no, let's do it. And I'm so glad we did, because I love a good roller coaster anyway. And I thought, seriously, there's going to be a good roller coaster in Vegas?
There is.
I would not do the one. I like roller coasters too, but I would not do the one that goes over the, like, off of the hotel or the, that, like, goes over the, like, you're just kind of dangling.
That's
on, it's on top of something, and they...
The spire.
Yeah, yeah, they what shoot is that you across called? And you're just like hanging there.
Yeah, you just hang there.
No, thanks. I'd rather just go in loops.
I like your traditional roller coaster. Yeah. There was one on, so I watched a thing. I don't think I mentioned this on the podcast, but there was a really good documentary. It's actually got Henry Winkler, and it talks about some strange history. And one of them was about like death defying rides that have happened throughout history that really shouldn't have been in back in Coney Island. I think after a few years, it was finally shut down, and I can't remember the name of it exactly, but it was like the Flippin' something or other. But basically it was the first roller coaster that it didn't go very fast, at least the roller coaster part of it, but it did the first loop de loop, and they did a perfect circle in a loop de loop. And nowadays you do it, at least the engineering of it, they do it in a teardrop because it reduces the G force. They say going to space, it takes 3 G's to break through basically the atmosphere and to get into space. That's a lot. They say a traditional coaster doesn't go, normally it's about 5 G's. And they said no more than 6. They say it's absolutely insane to put your body any more than 6 G's. This coaster back in Coney Island in the day, you know, when they didn't know any better, didn't have seatbelts, nothing like that. They would do the full like circle loop to loop, and it was 12 G's. They
said, wow.
People were getting their brains like splattered within themselves. And they said, you rode that thing for 15 cents and you probably only rode it once because that's just insane what the things that it probably did to the human body. Can you imagine like 3 G's to go to space, 12 G's to ride this Coney Island ride that they eventually are like, that's crazy. We better shut this down. But it was just
12. Geez, huh?
Misengineered, basically.
Jeez.
I laughed. Like I said, Henry Winkler. He's really good on that show too. But they talk about all kind of different stuff. But I like the crazy rides that they were talking about.
I'd ride it.
You would 12 G's. Oh, yeah, that's insane though.
Well, are we kind of wrapping this up? Or do you guys have anything else?
I don't have anything else. We're going. I'd love to go.
Pretty neat. Like I said, it blends two of my favorite genres, paranormal and the mob. So
Vegas is, if you like people watching, you love Vegas. There's the best, they say, the best people watching on the planet, which is probably about right.
The Strat Hotel.
Oh, is that what it's got the ride you guys are talking about? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the big tower.
You hang off of it?
Yeah, no thanks.
Big shot.
No thanks. Like I said, I like my roller coasters, but I'm not doing that. No. That one and the ones that like you literally go straight up and then straight down. Like I can't do that. I just give me a traditional roller coaster and I'm happy. So, and I don't like things that spin. Like I'm not I remember like at Kings Island when I was 7 or 8, my sister took me on one of like the teacups at Kings Island spent in like 30 seconds. I was like, get me off of here. I'm going to yak. I'm going to throw I can't do things that spin. Just spin. I need it. Just, can't do that. So I have my limits.
That's understandable.
Yeah. But, that was fun. I like talking about the Haunted Mob Museum. Good choice, Sean. Nate.
Yes.
He said he was pretty excited. Yeah. Confident. Excited about his middle-aged moment or dark side.
I've got purposeful footsteps over here.
I don't know.
I'll say a middle-aged moment.
Middle-aged moment? I'll go with that.
Okay. I'm going to say yes to the middle-aged moment.
There you go. It is.
So I'm sure you know that, I don't know. I don't want to assume you know this, but do you know, so the Godfather theme, it can play in your head right now. Even though you haven't seen the movie, everybody knows the Godfather theme. You know it has lyrics. Do you know the lyrics to that?
No.
That's what I'm going to do this. So it's cool. Speak Softly Love, the love theme from The Godfather by Andy Williams. the interesting thing about this, so this song is the theme song of the movie Godfather. Again, we get...
I think Andy Williams just passed away not too long ago, by the way.
Did he really?
Well, side note.
Mm-hmm. Originally translated from Italian to English by Larry Cusick, the instrumental plays several times in the Godfather movie series. Again, we all know that. It is sung when Michael Corleone, which is also a great name, by the way. Michael Corleone. It's fantastic. is getting married to an innocent Sicilian girl in Sicily. The song is a romantic song that is being played while they walk the hill to the chapel for the wedding. So anyway, speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender trembling moments start. We're in a world our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. I can't do it that way. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us by the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly, love. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love. Love, so no one hears us by the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly, love. You could almost call it a dark side because it's the Godfather just by listening to it, but then when you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, it's a love song. Never mind. It's middle age moment.
And when I said Andy Williams died, he just died 14 years ago.
Oh, I was going to say, I hadn't heard that.
There is a singer like in his genre, like the type of singer that did just pass away like a month ago. My mom's like, oh my gosh, I loved him. I don't know who it was, but I was thinking it was Andy Williams. It's not. Andy died 14 years ago.
Oh, never mind. I wanted to laugh. I was going to laugh because we were naming off mobsters, and I started to say Machine Gun Kelly. I'm like, no, that's a rapper. Like, I don't, that's a great name for a mobster.
There was Machine Gun
but
Kelly.
Then there's also a rapper
But Machine Gun Kelly is a real mobster.
Which is also one of my favorites, but I'm like, I'm not trying to bring up the rapper.
Oh, it's like Tommy Gunn.
Oh, Neil Sedaka. He's the one. Tommy Gunn. Neil Sedaka is the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
He died February of this year. But anyway, that was good.
I don't know if I'm going to get over this Andy Williams being dead for 14 years. No, yeah.
Now I need to see The Godfather.
Oh, you do.
Have you seen the second one?
Oh, yeah.
Some people, is that pretty good too?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to get, so.
There's more than two?
I think, yes. I think there's.
I didn't know that.
What is it, four?
Four? I'm way behind.
Yeah. 26, 27.
There's 82.
It's like Rocky. They're still going. Now they're into the sequels though.
You remember the Airplane 2 when Sonny Bono, his character, he's buying the bomb. He goes, yeah, I'll take the second bomb from the left. And if you're paying attention behind on the wall behind the cashier, it says like Rocky 22 and it's him like an old man. Like he's all shriveled up. Oh my gosh, that just made me think of that. That was really random, but oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't know that they had many Godfathers. Yeah, I thought there was two.
There's three, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The best. I still like the first one the best, but I like the third one too. Actually, I like them all in their own. They're all good.
You
just sit down and watch them.
My favorite movie is Tombstone, and you know, waiting to head to Nate's tonight, I was like, yeah. Turn on the TV, maybe find a movie. And so Tubi, we have Tubi, which is free. And they have some classic movies. Mm-hmm. And when you know what popped up, it said, just added Tombstone. I'm like, so it's free because it's on Tubi, because the last time I searched for Tombstone, it was available, but it was on either Prime or Netflix, and it was like $4, $5. I'm like, I'm not paying for a movie I've seen 28 times.
That you could recite, right?
Yeah. And so I watched it on Tubi. That's a nice shout out. Shout out to Tubi.
That's right.
Thank you, Tubi.
No, but I might check and see if maybe Godfather's on that or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So now, I do know some of the scenes. I know some of the famous scenes that.
If you still have a DVD player, I have the box set.
I don't.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, used to be like,
oh, I haven't watched a DVD and I bet.
I'd have to watch it on my kids.
3 or 4 years.
PlayStation. Looks like you or might whatever.
Be able to watch it. I don't even know
how to do it anymore.
Might be able to watch it on YouTube.
Oh, is it free on YouTube?
It looks like it. It's saying The Godfather, English full movie.
With ads.
And it's saying 2 hours and 4 minutes.
HD. I don't mind ads. It's fine.
Yeah.
Tubi's got ads, but it's all right. Free's, but you know, not bad. So my favorite kind of price.
I'm also a big Marlon Brando fan. I know people, you know, love him or hate him, but he's I like him. I like him in that movie. I like him in a lot of different movies, but that's one of them I really like. They say he was difficult to work for.
Oh, yeah.
He was a method actor and all that stuff, but whatever. I like him.
You love to hate him?
I do. I didn't say that.
I think he has some issues, but, you know, he doesn't.
I said it right, didn't I?
No.
I was like, oh, crap.
I was playing your words.
Thank you.
Because some love or hate him, and I said, you love to hate him.
I do.
I do that. Okay, that was good. That was a good middle-aged moment. So we are to shout-outs. Who wants to start? Sean, let's start with you.
I've got one. It's very special. It's actually where I was at tonight. I went... So. Long and short of it is Jenna's aunt, Aunt Lana. She is a listener. She's a creepy. I've known her now. I've known Jenna for 21 years, so I've known her aunt for 21 years. And she has now been put on life end of life care. She's comfortable right now. You know, she's doing okay, all things considered.
Yeah.
But we went to all go see her tonight, and I gave her a big kiss and hugged her. And I got there first, and I said, "Now listen. You don't have to tell me. I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but your favorite one's here." You know, and she kind of laughed at me. And so I told her, I said, thank you for, she's always been so supportive with me and the family. She's been very supportive of this podcast, and she's been supportive with my book. And I just appreciate that. Nice. So yeah, I want to shout out to her. You know, I just want her to be comfortable and at peace. And I told her daughter, I said, she has one heck of an entourage when she does crossover. She's already, there's a piece there, and she said she's sleeping well. She is dreaming a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, I said, it's going to be a good, you know, rekindling with a lot of people. You know, there's people over there I know. And I was saying a little prayer when I was heading there, and I got this like tingle, you know, and I was like, she's going to be all right.
How old is she?
Things are going to be good.
You know?
Let's see. She is older than Jenna's mom. She's mid to late 60s. I don't think she's...
Oh, she's young.
She's young.
Oh, wow.
She is not old. Yeah. So she's not... Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, she's not...
That is terrible.
Yeah. I know.
60s.
That's what makes it even harder. But yeah, she's been battling for a minute. So yeah.
Oh, well. So,
but our thoughts and prayers go out to her, and we love her, and we got to wrap our arms around her, and all the kids got to see her. And so, yeah. But yeah. So that's my own shout out.
Okay. Nate?
Hmm.
You don't want to follow that, dude.
It's hard to follow.
I know, right? Yeah.
Very hard to follow. Shout out to my wife.
Yeah.
We've spent the past 2 weekends at the camper getting it all set up and ready, and we've just had a really good time. And
nice.
Yeah. You know, everything's been working out good, working together. Because we normally butt heads.
No, so husbands and wives don't butt heads.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate that from her. So
say it. Cool. Say it as so, right? That's a good one. And to our future creepy, right? She's going to be our number one creepy someday.
Oh yeah, you know.
We're working on her still. She doesn't like things that are scary. She just she and Jenna are very much alike.
I've jump scared her twice, and it took twice because I forgot what happened the first time. It's violent. She punches me.
Hey, right? Oh, Jenna doesn't like it either. She gets violent too. Yep.
I was like, yeah, you did that last time. I'm going to quit doing that.
Jenna gets, so when she's trying to be funny, she gets violent, and she does, and she thinks it's hilarious. And I'm like, it's not funny. It hurts.
When you catch your breath.
Right.
Is that your only shout out? Anything
sure.
else?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My shout out is to my mother for lots of reasons. She is, I love her. She's my only living parent, and she is just a wonderful lady. She'll be 81 next month. I can't Ooh. Believe it. She doesn't look it.
She does
81
not.
81 young.
81 young, yeah.
She's got a young spirit, too.
But just shout, I haven't shouted out, I don't think, to my mom, and she, what she means to me, and she's helped me so much, and I mean, my whole life. Mm-hmm. I love her, and she also bought me like 200 or 250 dad joke cards. So
we can thank her
How
later.
How about that?
We will thank her later.
Shout out to my mom for some dad jokes.
The cool. gift that keeps on giving.
The whole year. Shout out to my mom for just being an awesome mom. And then extra shout out for buying me dad jokes.
That's awesome.
She was so proud of it too. She's like, I got you something. I'm like, well, I don't need anything. She's like, I got you a box of dad jokes. I go, oh,
you're like, I need that.
Nice. I perked up. Yeah. So I'll look through them and see what we got. So anyway, that's my shout out.
Miss Carol is a keeper. She is something. She's one of a kind.
She is. So
Earth Angel.
She is. All right. It's sponsorship time, Nate. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
A thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, as always, for your sponsorship.
We love you.
Good place.
It is a good place.
I was waiting for Nate's.
It's our happy place.
There's love in there. There's love in
that. There's love.
There's love in there. Them there words. You have to laugh that hard.
I noticed, Nate, I didn't want to bring it up, but I did notice my Jeepers Creepers has not been put up on the wall yet. But.
Yeah, I've been busy.
The ghost of the toilet.
I called him out on the show.
He's got a few things going.
I know.
Yeah, I, you know, 2 hours to work and 2 hours
no
back
excuses.
Home from
no
work.
No excuses.
The haunted bridge that you're working on? I made it haunted, sorry.
It's going to be haunted when it falls and kills hundreds of people.
Let's hope that's not true. That's not good. We're going to keep the names to ourselves so that, to protect the innocent, right?
Yikes. Well, we do. We love Scott and Corey. We do. Love their store. Mm-hmm. So appreciate their sponsorship. So we thank you very, very much. Go check out their store for some awesome horror, Halloween, and fall merch. Wall to wall.
And our legal consultants may make us delete part of that segment that we just had. Ooh, we're going to need to take that out. I bet we don't.
Oh. All right. Sean?
Yes.
Second announcement.
You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's Mako merch, man. Mm-hmm. Be cool.
Heck yeah. Toothbrush.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't think we talked about that.
That's a good idea, Nate. Yeah. I'll have to look into that. Mako toothbrush.
Eye patch.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Band-aids.
Mako eye patch.
Band-aids.
No, let's stick with the eye patch real quick. There's somebody out there that needs an eye patch, first of all, like, I really am sorry about that. Get a Mako eye patch.
I still think we need our own cereal. It has to do something with the serial killer stuff, and I think it would be something.
It'd slay.
It would slay. Absolutely, it would.
Something. That's Mako cereal.
Well, except you got the spoon for it. Serial killer.
Yeah.
Well, we can put the eye patch in it.
As the
prize.
At the bottom of the cereal.
Dig through all the,
dirty hands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Mako eye patch.
I got the whistle.
Mako whistle.
Not as exciting. Maybe it'd be like a boo ghost, you know. Boo.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Sean, for that. Nate, it is your turn to help us out.
Well, it is time for us to get out of here. And that's a wrap.
I like that. A little mobster. All right. Well, we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to our episode 267 and our discussion on the Haunted Mob Museum. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.